Hello out there, this is T Major Major, reporting live to you from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm here today with a prominent construction worker who's been in his line of business for, I guess, how many years you've been doing construction?
Too many.
Ian?
Too many.
Too many, too many. So, introduce yourself. What is your name?
I'm Ian.
Yes, Ian. And Ian has been getting through this life thing the best way he can. I wanted to ask him a few things about what's going on in the construction world with all the, you know, COVID and things of that nature. And I want to ask you, Ian, what is it like in a typical day doing construction at your job?
Laborious. I pick stuff up and I put stuff down.
Oh, yes. Can you go into a bit more detail? Like, what time do you start your day?
8:30.
8:30. And what did you do today at your job?
I poured a wall, I formed a wall, and I poured a footing in a foundation. All foundation work.
What does that mean? For people who don't, in layman's terms, what does that really mean? Pouring foundations and
concrete work. It means your house is set on a foundation. That's your roots of your house.
So without the foundation, what would happen? I mean,
your house would just rot on the ground.
Oh. So basically, without a foundation, there would be no house, or would it sink, or
there'd be a house. It just over time would rot. It's like if there's no foundation, it's like building a log cabin. Out in, you know, the woods.
Oh, like, I thought log cabins were good. Don't people like going to log cabins?
Yeah, but they have to build them on foundations.
So log cabins need foundations, too.
Yeah, that's right.
How long does it take to do a foundation?
A couple weeks.
Like 2 weeks?
Depends on how many people you have.
What do you mean? Oh, like how many people you have working with it?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and how? What time do you usually What time do you usually get off work every day?
Depending on what?
Depending on the people. Like, let's say you only have, how many people does it take to do the foundation to mix it and make sure it comes together properly?
They have concrete trucks that mix themselves.
Oh.
Yeah.
And all you do is, after the concrete truck mixes it?
We build the forms, they pour it into the forms, and then we make it, you know, all nice and proper-like so that the house can go on it, and then when the form's dry, we pull the form boards off and it's set in stone.
So people out there, you know, you go and you buy a house and it looks great and wonderful, but does anyone ever realize how much work goes into that house and why you have to pay so much? You got to pay the labor and all this so your house doesn't sink in. And it's just, basically, there's a lot of work that goes into other people building the house, and you just going in there saying, I want that house, and living in it, and not even giving a second thought to everything that went into building your dream house or whatever. So that's why houses cost so much?
No, not necessarily. That has to do with the location of property and, you know, you could have a little shack, but if you're on the beach and beachfront property, it's $1 million property.
Oh, so we're getting into, like, that's why houses cost so much, depending on location, not just all the work that goes into it.
That, no, the work counts too, but it's location. There's a lot of different factors.
Yeah. So during this whole COVID thing and when it first started compared to now, like when it was first, did you, when it appeared, how was the work factor? Did you get less work or more work? Why do you think that is? Why did you get more work?
People were at home with nothing to do and they had a lot of money and wanted to spend time on building their homes.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's fair for construction workers to have a job building houses if they themselves don't have anywhere to live?
No. No.
All right.
You're building for the man. Fuck the man.
All right. Can you go further with that? What do you mean, fuck the man?
It's just what I said. I'm building for these millionaires that spend 2 days out of a year in a house. What? Sorry if I don't feel pity for the people that drive around in Bentleys and Teslas and all this and that. This is my $1 million vacation home. Fuck them.
Well, that's one way of thinking about it. That's one way of thinking about it. But you don't necessarily think that they work for everything they have and... No. That's being judgmental?
No. They don't. These guys, what? The guy I'm building a house or a foot or a foundation for, he walks around in his slippers all day. He's a Uber founder.
A Uber founder?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
He doesn't work. He doesn't know what work is. He knows what work is on paper, maybe. Not what real work is.
So there you have it, folks. The people at the lower end, I guess, you know, there's stages to everything. That's one person's view on life and the way things are. I have this poem. Thank you very much, Ian, for your take on things in the world and also giving us a brief description of your, I guess, job activities, you know?
And my thoughts.
Oh, your thoughts and your job activities, yes.
My thoughts and my job activities.
Yes. Thank you very much, Ian, for coming to the show and agreeing to this interview because I know you worked all day. Now I want to give you guys a nice little treat. I wrote this poem, it's called 40 Deuce, about a few years ago. It's called 40 Deuce. Here goes. A black angel turned red, a crying baby 6 feet tall. It's a circus mall, a treat for useful freaks. The right scene, clean, clean. The night scene is more mean. Some hang on just to view. Circles light the venue. All shapes and types attend. In the end, it's the square. Who wins? Due to the times and its entrapment in the fold. Come one, come all, young and old. Into the fold, the hold. The brink out of insanity. But maybe you are insane. Keep calm, avoid calamity. How I get through pain, street pain, street meat, faint smells, sweat, sweet, protecting whom, keep peace, big banks, great feast, living large for one day versus eternity, Who's in charge? Park Place. How you know? Monopoly. It's the Spruce Goose. 40 Deuce. Field 21 forever. How much time has gone by? Needn't worry. We'll keep the time. For today, spin your cares away or just parlay. Parlay. The world is your stage. Front page. Or at least see your face on that screen. Try not to look mean. Just smile. It's all worthwhile. Hands off that dial. Say cheese. Paper or plastic, please. It's the Spruce Goose. Mental abuse. Turn noose. 40 deuce. Fight for green corner. Exigent circumstances. Kill finances. It's the Spruce Goose. Mental abuse. Turn noose. 40 deuce. Thank you. This is T Major Major. Peace. Yay.
Deuces.
Deuces.
It's the deuce.
Hello, people, places, and things. This is T Major Major reported to you live. Today is raining right now, but the sun will shine again. Take care.